Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire.
Here on Saturday night, October 12th, 2013. I'm your host, as usual, Corley Matthew, and my co-host on the other line, as usual, William Willie Boy Remote. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up, Mac? What's up, folks out there? How you all doing?
Yep, another edition of iMac on this Saturday night. The guest calling number, if you guys want to give your opinion or feedback, it's 646-721-9904. And that's 646-721-9904. So we're going to talk about little entertainment news and whatever else has been going on this past week. Got to talk about the Kanye West thing with the whole him going on Jimmy Kimmel this past week to settle their feud that they had for the last week or so. And I think I talked about it 2 weeks ago that this whole feud between Kanye and Jimmy Kimmel started when Jimmy Kimmel did a skit with two little kids. And one of the little kids was, of course, Kanye. You know, Kanye was on this BBC show getting interviewed, and Kanye talked about how he's a genius and how he should be respected for being a creative artist and you know, making some narcissistic, arrogant comments. And Jimmy Kimmel decided to parody to make fun of that, and Kanye didn't like that parody that Jimmy Kimmel had on the show, so he decided to, you know, write some mean tweets towards Jimmy, and he even called Jimmy Kimmel to curse him out, to tell him that Jimmy Kimmel should apologize. And so that started a whole feud between those two. Well, I guess the feud was one-sided, since it was really Kanye who was really mad, and who, Kimmel, you know,
Kimmel didn't say or do anything to him.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy Kimmel was just joking around. He's just joking around with him, and Kanye, you know, like Kanye always does, he takes things too seriously, you know. So this past week, you know, I guess Jimmy invited him on the show, and, you know, they had a nice sit-down interview. I think it lasted for, what, close to 25 minutes or so, the interview lasted for. And
it seemed like a half hour.
Yeah, it was like almost the whole show, basically.
Exactly. Wasn't he supposed to have, like, a musical guest or somebody else after that, but, you know, they ran out of time.
Yeah, he was supposed to, I guess, you know. Kanye took out the whole show with his rambling and his talking, so. But I thought it was a good interview, although Kanye did a lot of talking.
Yeah.
A lot of rambling.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I mean, it was a good interview, even though, like you said, it was one-sided.
Yeah.
You know. One thing you could say is Kanye, you know, actually, you know, really believes everything he's saying.
He has issues. The guy has serious issues, man. Like, from what I got from the interview was that he thinks he's a creative genius. He's superior over everyone else. He should be admired for all his work and his fashion. You know, like, I get, like, a narcissistic, arrogant person from that interview. And I mean, Kanye, he's a talented guy, there's no question about that.
Of course, yeah.
You know, like, let other people judge how talented you are. Don't, like, say that you're talented, because it does come off as arrogant.
Yeah,
and,
I agree with that.
You know?
Yeah, like, I definitely agree with that 100%. I mean, I do appreciate he's honest enough to say that he believes he is one, instead of fronting and acting like he's humble, but I do agree with you that, you know, people should say, you know, whether you are a genius or not, instead of you pumping yourself up.
Yeah. I mean, he's his own hype man.
Yeah.
You know?
Basically.
And, you know, he also want to talk about how he's going to keep attacking paparazzi if they invade his face.
One thing he did say that he was 100% right was, they had no business coming to his house 4 a.m. in the morning, bugging him.
Yeah, I agree with. I mean, trust me, if I went to my house, if I was a celebrity at 2 a.m., I would go to jail. I'd be in jail for like harming photogs and paparazzi. I said if paparazzi came to my house as a celebrity at 2 a.m. in the morning, if I'm a celebrity, I would go to jail. For harming paparazzi and photogs, man. Seriously.
They have no business coming in your house at 4 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, this is not GTA. This is not, you know.
This is a mission.
No, you have no right to come into my house, you know, and take pictures and all this stuff, you know.
Nope.
But you know, Kanye still has his mind, but, you know, he's his own hype man, like I said, and he believes whatever he says. And I mean, I just got a guy that has some issues. He needs to, like, tone it down a little bit.
I don't think he will at all.
And TMZ, I guess, you know, they showed a video where, you know, he was talking to one of the paparazzis, and he said the reason he attacked that one paparazzi, who he's going to court for right now, because that paparazzi is suing him. But he said that the reason he confronted that paparazzi is because, you know, he's been dealing with the loss of his grandfather.
On the show that, you know, one of them, I think he said his grandfather loved Ali until he died, and his grandma hated Ali until she died.
Yeah. I guess that was the grandpa, I guess. You know?
I suppose so.
But, I mean, this has been going on for years. Kanye has been confronting paparazzi, so...
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the reason that he went off, but, you know, he's been doing this for years. It's not just that one incident.
That's his rivals, the paparazzi.
Yeah. I mean, Yankees have Red Sox, Kanye has paparazzi, you know?
Exactly.
But, you know, it was a good interview. I mean, if you guys haven't seen it, you can go to YouTube and watch it again.
Yeah, it was definitely a great interview.
Yeah.
Even though, like we mentioned, it is one-sided. But
yeah, it was just Kanye talking over everybody, over Jimmy and the audience. He spent that whole interview talking to himself, basically.
Yeah. But, you know, you got to give credit to Jimmy Kimmel. You know, he let him have the floor, you know.
Yeah. But I think Jimmy will still make light of him. And I mean, don't think that Jimmy Kimmel's going to stop making fun of him or any other celebrity. I mean, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's his job.
Mm-hmm. And sticking with the Kardashians, you know, earlier this week, Bruce Jenner, it was reported that he separated from Kris Jenner after years of being married together and having two kids. It looks like they separated. And, you know, paparazzi caught Bruce Jenner golfing, and, you know, Bruce Jenner gave paparazzi the middle finger and cursed at them.
What did they catch him doing?
He was golfing.
Oh.
Yes, he was golfing, and they were close by, and, you know, Bruce Jenner saw them and gave him the middle finger, and he cursed at them when they got closer and told them to get the F off, back away, you know. I guess he's tired of this Hollywood lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, his family has been living for the last 20-something years or so.
Yeah.
But I think it was a couple days ago, Kris Jenner just posted a picture of her, Bruce Jenner, Brody Jenner, and the other son all together like a happy family.
Which one, Rob or another son of, or you know,
Bruce's son.
Son of Bruce, oh, Bruce's
son,
other son.
Yeah. Well, what's the other son?
My little sister just told me Brandon is his name.
Oh, Brandon, there you go. There you go. So, like, she posted an Instagram picture of them all happy together a couple of days ago, so it looks like maybe Bruce is not, maybe they're not separated.
Who knows?
Yeah, but, again,
apparently,
it could be just a publicity stunt.
And apparently, you know, they're still, Chris said that they're going to be still best friends.
Yeah. You know, anything for the show, keeping up the Kardashians, you know.
It wouldn't be the first time shows, you know, big separation or drama for TV shows.
Yeah.
I assume it's legitimate, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if I was Ruth, I would move to Mexico away from this Kardashian family because, you know, they're all about fame.
Then again, he has kids with her.
So?
And her kids are like his kids.
So, I mean, you could...
He can't certainly be selfish. I mean, he got kids with a lady. He can't just, up and leave and go to Mexico.
He could come and visit. He could come and visit. Though. Well, not abandon them, but he could come and visit every so often. But, I mean, or bring the two girls with him, you know? Bring the two girls with him and, you know... I have a feeling that he desperately wants to get out of this whole lifestyle.
Yeah, I totally agree with that for sure. I definitely agree with that.
I mean, he looks like a beaten, worn down man.
Yeah, he does.
He looks like a lesbian is what I'm trying to say. what he looks like these days, man.
He definitely, you know, for the longest time on the show, looked like he wanna, you know, leave the, you know, that relationship.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, Kris Jenner, I mean, she's fine. I mean, you know, I'd bang the crap out of her, but I could see how controlling she is, how controlling she can be. But, you know, Kanye and these Kardashians, they need to just go away. And that's the title of my show today, Go Away Kanye and the Kardashians. Because it's just too much, man.
As long as people keep, you know, watching the show and, you know, idolizing them, they're always going to be in the, you know, in the front of newspapers.
Yeah, and I found it funny that Kanye on Jimmy Kimmel said that Kim Kardashian should get a walk of, she should get like, what is that called?
The Hollywood Walk of Fame with the star?
Yeah, she should get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I mean, come on, man. What has she done? Seriously. Besides being a reality star and making a homemade porn video, I mean, what else has she done?
Nothing, really.
Exactly.
I mean, she's famous. I mean, but, you know.
She's famous for being famous.
Yeah. I guess Paris Hilton deserves one, too.
She's not famous for any talent. There's no talent behind it. There's no acting skills or no music skills. You know, just for being a reality star.
Yeah.
And for being popular.
Yeah. The chick, I would have it at least win an Emmy or an Oscar.
Yeah.
You know, I would assume to be on that, you know, Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I know. I mean, at least Marilyn Monroe back in her day, at least she could act a little. Right? At least she was like a average actress. Some will say she was maybe above average actress.
I don't think I've ever seen any of her movies, to be honest with you.
Well, but I'm saying, like, you know, she was like, she was popular like these, you know, like these girls are these days.
But yeah, but she was
at least she had some talent.
You know, she's a, you know, huge movie actress.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely,
I mean,
on that level.
And she could sing. She was a good singer, also, you know. But she was a sex symbol. That's what she was mainly known for, you know.
Yeah, big movie star. That's if she'd have to be a big movie star. Well, I mean, she is a big TV star, but she's not a big movie star.
Right. But yeah, I mean, these girls are not Marilyn Monroe. You know, they can't act, they can't sing. You know, so.
Yeah, I mean, that Hollywood Walk of Fame is usually for like actors or.
Actors,
musicians, too, maybe.
Musicians, you know, entertainers, and.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's predominantly actors. I mean, there are some musicians. Michael Jackson has it.
Yeah.
A bunch of people, you know, in the business. But it's mostly, you know, legendary movie star actors.
Oh, you have directors. There's directors. I mean, anyone in the entertainment industry is basically on there. So.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think she deserves to be on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I mean, let's not go crazy.
Yeah, I wouldn't say yet.
I wouldn't say ever.
Well,
I would say never.
I mean, the odds of that, it looks like I would say never, because I doubt she can act, but who knows? Maybe if she has a, you know, she starts doing acting, who knows? Maybe she could surprise people, but I doubt that.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be surprised, but we'll see.
Well, actually, she has done some acting stuff. I think for Tyler Perry stuff, but I've never seen it. I couldn't tell you how she acts. So.
Well, yeah, I couldn't tell you either, and it's probably not that good.
Yeah, she's never been a leading lady.
Yeah.
So until she does that and, you know, actually gives a convincing performance, like a serious role, I don't think that'll ever happen.
Yeah, I don't know. But who knows? Hey, these days you never know. It could happen.
Exactly.
And her ex-socialite friend Paris Hilton. Was on a radio show. She had a radio interview with Bob and Shogram. These two DJs. I've never heard of them before, but
I never heard of them either, to be honest with you.
Yeah, she had a. It was a, like a 3-minute or 4-minute interview, and she's promoting her. I guess she has some a music album coming out. I guess I don't even know, but so she was on the show and they were asking her questions, and then one of the DJs asked her her infamous sex tape, and she brushed it off, but then they ended the interview, and then unknowingly she cursed out the DJ, but she didn't know she was off air. You know, she thought she was off air. Yeah, she didn't know she was on air, and she cursed out the DJ while she was on the other line with her manager. So let me play for you so you can see, so you can listen.
Paris.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. God, you're up. Where are you, in L.A. or New York?
I'm in New York.
Oh, well, that's better.
Why, you have a sexy voice this morning. Look at you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I was on after a couple hours of sleep. Got in very late last night.
So as the girl who is, you know, your entire life has been what you look like, your body and everything. We were just talking about big girls now want to be called curvy. But there has been, in this world, 2013 now, do you think it matters as long as you have a great personality, what you actually look like, big, small, skinny, as a girl who's been walking the runways?
I think it's all about confidence. It doesn't matter what size you are, what you look like. I think if you feel beautiful, it exudes from you and it comes out and people can see that. And also being a good person and having a good heart, I think that makes a huge difference too.
Hey, you're talking about, I think, 2014, at the very beginning of the year, January, February, somewhere like that, you got a new album coming out that has, like, Flo Rida, Snoop Dogg.
Lil Wayne.
I know, everybody up in that. How did that come to work? Because you got to have the people in the background making it all happen, but was that your desire? Is that what you wanted?
Yeah, these guys have been my friends for years. I've been friends with all of them for so long, and we've always been talking about doing music together, so when I had certain songs that I thought that they'd be perfect for, I would just call them up and we'd go in the studio and record.
You know, a lot of people, Kim Kardashian, a couple other folks too, started with the sex video. You did too. Did you ever wish you didn't do that back in the day?
Well, that was not anything to do with me. I just dated a person who was a very sick man who did that. So.
Yeah, I mean, you were born into luxury, yeah. So she was already known before that video. It had nothing to do with that. She was a Hilton girl. Everybody knew the Hiltons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, the Bling Ring, did they film that in your house, or is that just a replica?
They actually filmed it in my house. Sofia Coppola is one of my friends and came to my birthday party and asked me if she could shoot there, and I said yes because I respect her so much.
That was a great movie we saw in that nightclub room. That was actually your room?
Yeah, I built a nightclub in my house and a recording studio as well.
Wow.
So you're doing DJing, and I have never got the hang of doing the whole beat mixing. Can you, like, beat mixing, or is it all done by computer or whatever?
Yeah, it's called beat matching, and it's something that you need to learn how to do. So I do it myself.
I'm just not talented like you.
You ever going to get married?
Not now, but eventually I would love to. But for right now, I'm just really focusing on my work, my business, and traveling.
Do you want kids?
Yeah, not right now, too, but in a couple of years.
You got plenty of time. Go career,
yeah.
Woman.
And plenty
Yay.
Of guys that want to be your daddy. Yeah, so that is good. Hey, listen, congratulations on the new album coming out first part of next year. Thanks for hanging with us just for a couple of minutes.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, sexy girl. Bye-bye.
Okay.
I'm never doing that show again.
I've already put in a call to them. I can't believe they just. All right.
You didn't even mention the song.
I told them.
About.
I told them twice.
That's great.
Right. So you hear that at the end. Mm-hmm. She's talking with her manager and cursing out because they didn't really talk about her song and they asked her about the sex tape. So.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who cares? I mean, that's what most people care about anyway when you're interviewing Paris Hilton, the infamous sex tape, because that's what made her famous. So no one cares about her music or her DJing. Seriously.
I didn't even know she was a DJ.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she's like DJs, you know, all over the place now. And She's also she's been signed to Cash Money, and she's like in Lil Wayne videos, you know. So she's like serious about this music. I don't know, you know, if she could sing, but from what they showed, from clips that they showed on some shows like TMZ, she looks like she could DJ. I mean, it looks like she's learned and she's, you know, she's very dedicated to becoming a, you know, a club DJ. So,
yeah, she's using her free time to good use.
Yeah, yeah. She finally has some talent after all these years. You remember what her her only talent back in the day was, you know, giving BJs. but now she's a DJ.
I guess that's what you call the simple life.
And Miley Cyrus has been offered a porn contract by GameLink. Have you heard of that porn site?
Which one?
GameLink.com.
No, I haven't.
I think I've seen it before. They sell like porn DVDs and toys and, you know, other stuff. Like it's a porn website. That's, you know, it's a porn store. And they've offered her to be in a porn, but not what you think. They don't want her to act. They just want her to direct. And they're offering her $1 million to do it, to direct. I mean, no one's going to care if she directs a porn. We want to see her in one. I could care less if she directs the porn movie. No one's going to care. But if you're in one, that's another story.
She'll probably do it.
She probably would. Well, I don't know if she'd do it, but, you know.
She probably would. I mean, she wants
the directing or the being in one?
Maybe both. Who knows? Because, you know, she wants to distance herself from her old image.
And maybe. I mean, I could see her do Playboy. I think she could do Bill, but I don't know if she could actually do a porn video. Well, you know, we'll see. I mean, you never know with these celebrities, you know. But, I mean, a lot of guys want to bang her nowadays. I mean, I still think she looks like Justin Bieber.
I agree with that.
But, I mean, her body's... I mean, she doesn't really have much stuff. You know, her boobs are not great. Her butt's not good. But, I mean, she looks like she's bangable. I mean, I guess I'd pay to see her get banged by one of the top male porn stars like Lee Stone or a black guy. Just to, like, you know, just to teach her a lesson. For, like, just to teach her a lesson for, like, being so bad.
I don't think that'll work.
Hey, if they want to sign me to do a video, a movie with Miley doing porn, shit, sign me up. I'll do it for free.
I'm guessing your agent's call is making the phone call right now.
He better be. Oh, yeah, I'll pay to see that. I mean, she looks like she's bangable these days, you know. I'll tear that ass up. And finally, want to talk about the Adrian Peterson tragedy with his 2-year-old son. You know, my condolences go out to him and his family. And, you know, I found out today that Adrian Peterson, that was the first time that he met the 2-year-old son at the hospital. When the son was in a coma.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just found out about this story yesterday.
Yeah. What is Adrian Peterson, he had an encounter, a sexual encounter with this woman 2 years ago. The woman at first didn't know Adrian Peterson was a father.
Mm-hmm.
She tested another guy, but the test came back negative. And she the only other guy who could have been the father was Adrian Peterson.
Mm.
And, you know, she told Adrian Peterson this and told her, asked him if he could help her out with the child, providing, you know, child support And it looks like he's been doing that, but he's never met the kid. And, you know, unfortunately, the first time he met the kid was when the kid was in a coma, all bruised and beaten up. And sadly, you know, the kid has passed away now. So the family decided to take him off life support. So it's unfortunate. That's how you meet, you know, that's how you end up meeting your kid like that.
So who did this to the 2-year-old boy?
The boyfriend of the mother, who's now in jail and could be charged for manslaughter murder. And, you know, this guy was reportedly arrested before for domestic violence, you know, so he has a history of attacking people and of violent behavior, it looks like.
Still.
So that dude's going to be, he's going to get raped in prison for this. Because, you know, those dudes in prison, they don't like you beating up or doing anything to children, you know?
Yep.
Those dudes in prison, they could kill 5 people, but they don't care if you, like, harm a child, because they will get in your ass.
Literally and figuratively speaking.
Mm-hmm. And that dude's going to get some punishment. But, you know, again, my condolences go out to Adrian Peterson and his family. You know, he says he's still going to play tomorrow. So,
yeah.
You know, I think it's going to be a game-time decision whether he plays or not, but we'll have to see.
Yeah, my condolences go out to, you know Peterson, the mother of the child, and, you know, all their family members.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, the selfish part of me doesn't want Adrian Peterson to play tomorrow because not for the fact that, you know, his child has passed, but because
finally,
I'm playing someone... Huh?
Fantasy football?
Fantasy football, yeah, because one of the teams I'm playing this week has Adrian Peterson on that team. So if Adrian Peterson plays, I mean, he's probably gonna score like 20 points for that team, and I'm gonna probably lose. So.
Oh yeah, I think he's gonna have a big game, but I don't think he should play. But I think he'll have a great game tomorrow. He'll be.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to express himself, you know, being, you know, sad about what happened to him, you know,
yeah.
His son. I think he's going to be, you know, he's going to come out, you know, ready to go, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think he's going to be on a mission. He's going to be running over people, scoring touchdowns. Yeah,
frustration.
Yeah, but like I said, fantasy football's sake, I hope he does not play, you know. I'm trying to win this fantasy football money, you know.
I hope he can get through this tough time.
Yeah. I hope so too. And well, we got to wrap it up. Will, got any last words?
You know, thanks for having me on the show. Check out my show, Sports Urban Legend, Sunday 6 p.m. And then check out this show. I'm back. 11 p.m. on Saturdays.
Yep, check out Will's show tomorrow, and check out this show as usual, Saturdays at 11 p.m. For iMac and Will's and Nicole's, I'll see you next week.